my sugar, and that's what you're doing to me right now.
So little. Rio and the Rockabilly Revival. You know, I was going to go into your last names, but I'm not going to. There's too many of you, and there's too many landmines there. Yeah, Rio, Juba, yes? Kelly, Renee, Charlie, Bongo, Jimmy.
Is Bongo on the
Charlie
drums?
Bongo is on the drums.
Thank goodness.
Jimmy and Eric. I did give you the last name. And their latest CD is called Testify, which you can get on CD and digital download, coming to vinyl soon. And they just returned from a tour of England and Ireland. How was that?
Making vinyl.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Is that how you found out that they make vinyl over there?
Got it while we were there.
Yeah. So how do you like book a tour from Detroit to go play in England or Ireland?
It's not easy.
Yeah, the answer is not easy.
It's like planning a wedding from 3,000 miles away.
Right.
It's very difficult.
Because, you know, it's not like, oh, we'll drive down and we'll audition for you. So how do they, what, do they look at your videos or something?
Yeah. A lot of the venues knew who we were, kind of caught on. Yeah. And but the booking of it is very difficult because you don't know the landscape of the land. So you could book a show one night here and think, oh, we've got plenty of time to make it to the next.
Right. And you find that there's a mountain in between you and the other place, right? Especially, I've been on some of those Irish roads.
Oh,
you know, they could say... And first of all, if you ever ask anyone in Ireland or Scotland, you know, like how to get anywhere, you're totally well. You go up to the London Boot out there and you turn around, think you're the kind of bird here, and you turn the tree. It's good to happen about four times.
That is dead on. That is dead on.
Okay, I got it.
I
think I got it.
Give me a Guinness here.
Hey,
yeah, there it is.
Hey. It's me, I'm the Rockabilly Reviver. You're playing here tonight. Come on in.
Wow.
Spent a lot of time in Ireland.
Actually, very good.
A lot of pints. Yes.
Oh no, I have. I remember was interviewed once by an Irish newspaper reporter, and I guess my books do pretty well there. I didn't know when I had gone there this time, and she said, and she asked me something about, you know, well, how do you do, you know, everyone in Ireland wants to, I said, you really, you know who I am? She goes, oh, everybody knows a Mitch Albom book. And I said, really?
That's a story.
Yeah. I said, you had me there.
Yeah.
Oh, we all know a Mitch Albom book. Rio and the Rockabilly Revival .com is their website, and you can see them at Arts Meets and Eats Festival, 8 p.m. on the Budweiser Americana stage. That's right around the corner. That's like, is that Labor Day weekend? Arts Meets and Eats?
Is that Royal Oak?
Yes.
Royal Oak, yeah.
Another festival, Mitch.
Another festival from the fourth snobbiest city in Michigan.
Yeah.
Where I live.
Is that where you live? Do they have a festival in Northville?
I grew up in Northville.
Oh, do you? Well, so it's apparently wherever you live, wherever the bass player moves to, that's the snobbiest
city
in Michigan.
Do you like Bookies there in Royal Oak? Around the corner, Bookies?
It's all right.
Why? Are we just going to ask him what he had for breakfast, too?
Pretty much. Bookies is hot.
Okay. Wait. Make that sound again. That's Rosie defined right there.
Wow. Is that an E?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Let's take a look at the traffic on 760.